Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Laura?
I'm doing well. Thank you. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, yes. And I'm looking over the notes that James left me here as well. It looks like you've been in business already for 1 year. Is that correct?
Yeah, but a whole bunch of experience, almost 10 years, but LLC for a year.
Oh, nice. And out of curiosity, I mean, what inspired you to start this business?
It's in my blood. I've always been entrepreneurial, and my dad has been entrepreneurial too, and my grandpa started a business, and I wanted to start something myself, and so I just started mowing lawns at a young age and kept going, and it's grown.
That's really awesome. I'm glad to hear that. And I mean, what have you done for like marketing? How do you get new clients?
Not much. I just word of mouth, and people like me and tell other people about me. So that's how I've grown, but it's kind of slowed down just because I haven't reached out to as many people.
Okay.
There's more respect on social media as to like advertising your business. I can't just post on wherever I want now because it'll get taken down.
It's a little picky now too. And everything's done online now. So, you know, it makes it definitely hard on that end. I mean, we can definitely help you out with that. Get you in some more work, at least a steady flow of work as well. When it comes with our listings, they are exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. The way that it works, first thing, of course, we're going to want to set you up with a Google business profile because I don't see one online for you. You haven't made one yet, have you?
No.
Okay, that's not a problem. We can help you out with that. Now, we're going to put that Google business profile on the first page of Google. It's going to be where that local map section is, and it's going to be based off of the jobs you want to be found for, the services that you offer. So it turns them into pretty much keywords. So these people don't even have to know the name of your business. They just need to know that they're looking for a landscaper, someone that does their takes care of their lawn, whatever other service, of course, that you do. We turn it into a keyword. Now, we do that first page placement on Google. We also do it on Bing. Now, those same people that are looking for your keywords across the web, we're going to retarget them on Facebook by running Facebook ads for your business. And it's going to be a click-to-call campaign as well. We do target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations you're looking to get work. And price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service, no contracts. It's a flat rate of $249 per month with your one-time setup fee that's of $99 for all of your programming. And everything's included for that pricing as well.
Okay.
Now, do you have any questions for me? I know I kind of said a lot of information.
It's a little steep, the price for me, but maybe if you wanna just email me a overview of what's included, and I can consider it. But I'm just not sure if $350 is a fit for me.
Well, when it comes with the pricing, because it's actually just $249 a month, you know, just the one-time setup fee that's, you know, for all of the programming on that end. But our program is meant to pay for itself with the work that we bring you in. I mean, how many jobs would you say that we would need to bring you in on a monthly basis to justify that $249 that you'd be paying a month?
Well, so is it $249 or $249 plus $100 setup fee?
It's $249 a month. But to start the program, it's the $100 setup fee. I mean, that's only paid once. You don't pay that on a monthly basis.
Yeah, right. And I only need, I mean, I don't need a whole lot more customers. It would be nice to have like 10 more or 15 or maybe 20 to do regularly, like Molan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So would you say that we would,
I signed up with Yelp. I'm being advertised with Yelp, but that hasn't helped at all. So how do I know that doing this would help?
Yeah. So Yelp is more of a directory. Yelp actually pays a lot of money to Google to get, you know, first page rankings on them. The problem with Yelp is that for somebody to find you, they're going to need to go on Google, then on Yelp, and then, of course, they try to find you there. Most people, when they're searching for a service, they'll go directly on Google. I mean, let me ask you a question. When you look for a restaurant or when you're looking for some type of service or like a plumber or anything along those lines, where do you typically go to look for that?
Google.
Correct. I never use Yelp. You know, I did actually, back then I did used to use Yelp when I would look up restaurants to look up their reviews. But I found out some things about Yelp that I wasn't a really big fan of, so I stopped using Yelp entirely. But even back then, I would always go on Google. I mean, everybody goes on Google. It's automatically programmed on their phone. Even if you have Apple, I mean, we also put you on Apple as well. So it's, you know, it's basically putting you out there on that sense. Big difference between Yelp and Google. Yelp, I guess I would say it's more like the middleman, because these people have to go from Google to Yelp, and then they give you the lead or the call or however it is service that you're working with them. I did do a quick search as well just for a landscaper, that keyword in your area in the past 30 days. It was searched a little over 1,200 times. So the demand is definitely there. And realistically, too, you're not locked in a contract with us. It is a month-to-month service, and we do month-to-month on purpose so we can earn your business. And I do want to let you know timeline-wise about how long everything's going to take so you are aware, because you're not just going to be waiting around for something to happen. Your Facebook ads, those are going to be live within 7 to 14 days. And then your first page placement, that's an average of 30 to 45 days. And that's because we have to get you verified with Google and start the search engine optimization part. But we are on the quicker side. It is industry standard for when you're partnered with Google to take about that timeline. If you go anywhere else, you're looking at about 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My problem is like...
Yeah, go ahead.
I need more clients, like, as soon as possible. So what I've been doing is I've just been going on, like, community groups on Facebook to just post my business. And that seemed to get a little attention. So, but if I have to wait, like, 1 or 2 or 3 weeks, then it's just kind of too late. I feel like, because people find a lawn service by then, because grass is about to start growing, you know, so people are kind of finding their services.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but you also want to take in consideration that although they may be finding someone, that doesn't mean that they'll be happy with that person.
Sure.
So I'm sure that you've experienced that a lot. It's pretty much with any industry. If you hire somebody and you're not happy with their work, you're not going to stay with them. So right now there is no online presence for you other than, I would say, that Yelp page. And that's if you actually look up your company name. if you do look up, like, for example, just, I did put down, landscaper, but let me look up landscaping and see what comes up. On the map section, what pops up is like a Lindy greenhouse and nursery landscape design, yeah. American Landscape Co. Showcase Lawn Care. So we would be putting you right there where those competitors are as well. And we would help set up your Google business profile, add those pictures. A big thing as well, we're going to help you get reviews. We provide you a URL link. All your clients have to do is click on the URL link to leave you reviews. It makes it very easy. And on your dashboard, you're going to be able to keep track of your reviews, respond to them, because that's something you're going to want to get on. Even though, let's just say this, and let's just say this year is about to end, the season's going to end, which it's not ending, you know, it's barely going to start. But let's just say that it's ending. You're still going to want to start the online presence regardless, because everybody does everything online nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, I get what you're saying, and I understand how you want results right now. And I mean, I would say any business owner wants results right now. But just with anything, I mean, it takes time. You're not going to find anybody else that is quicker simply because we're partnered with Google. I mean, the only thing, so I can do a couple things for you, and I would first need to ask my manager, but I'm pretty sure I can get it approved. But if I were to include a free website on there for you and also waive your setup fee, so just keep you at the flat rate of the $249. Would that be something that you would want to give us a shot with today?
I'd be more interested, yeah. How, like, so do you, yeah, I guess, if it kind of takes, like, a few weeks for me to get attention online, does that mean I have to, like, keep paying monthly to, like, get, like,
so,
keep that sum with attention?
So I will. Sorry, go ahead.
Or could I just do, like, 1 month and get the presence online and then, like, wait until next year to start, like, get another month or two of at, like, online stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, you're not in any type of contract. You can cancel whenever you want. But when it comes to the search engine optimization part, there's other companies that do search engine optimization as well. So even if you pay for 1 month and you get an online presence, you're quickly going to be overran by the other companies that are doing search engine optimization, and you'll drop down the list, especially right now that it's getting into that season. People are putting money into their advertisement, and you're just going to drop. The ads with Facebook, those are ads that you have to constantly put money into them as well. That's why your monthly cost goes into updating those. I never recommend you just sticking with us 1 month and then, you know, basically deciding to stop, because you want time for it to fully work for you, so you can see the work that's coming in for you. So we always recommend to at least give us 2 months so we can show you that we're bringing in work, so you can see that it's working. You can look at your results in your dashboard.
Sure.
1 month is just a small amount of time. I, to be honest with you, I don't even think you would get your money's worth on that end. But, I did want to tell you too. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while. I've seen Facebook side. I've seen it as soon as 7 days that it's up and live and you start getting impressions right away during the first month, sometimes even calls. And impressions are those people that they come across, they were looking for your services. When they go on Facebook, they see your ad. They might not click to call you directly, but they see you. And the more they see your company name, I'm sure you understand that process as well. Though more than likely they're willing to call you. So there's thousands of impressions that I've seen on my clients that I have within the first month. I've seen around 6 calls from Facebook side alone on the first month. And again, not all of them are going to turn into jobs. Like, I just want to be realistic with you. I'm sure you know there's people who call you asking for your service and then you never hear from them again. But it's basically putting you out there, which is what you want, because you're not out there right now, especially on the online world.
Yeah. I'm a student, so I kind of just do this like in the summer. Summer, I'm mow some lawns, but then I kind of gotta like chill out. August, September, I can still mow, but like I probably wouldn't like advertise, you know. But and especially next spring too, I want to really invest in advertising, marketing.
It's great that you told me that too, because we can start now. And when, you know, your season's basically ending, which in, you know, August time, if you want to stop, we can put your service on pause and we can pause it until you start up again. The work is mainly already going to be done. You know, we just have to update what we have to update. And, sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. But yeah, so we don't charge you for that time, right? So while it's paused, we're not going to charge you. When it comes to updating your service again with us or starting it up, since you were already with us and on pause, you don't have to worry about a setup fee at that time either. It's just resuming everything. And you still would be locked in at that $249. Just as long as, of course, you communicate with us. Like, for example, I want to put this on pause until March of next year, and it's just going to remain on pause until then.
Yeah.
I asked my boss too, by the way, about including that free website for you and also removing your setup fee, and he said it was fine. So we can keep you just at the flat rate of $249.
Well, nice.
Yeah. So how does that sound?
It sounds pretty good. So it'd be like, do you think like 2 months is enough to it'll actually like help?
Yeah, 2 months is enough. So that's why we say 30 to 45 days, because we just need you to give us 2 months. That's it. And then you will see. People that have had Google business profiles already, I have seen first page placement as soon as 13 days. But I know for sure we're not going to be able to do that because we still have to get you verified with Google. But we do work on the quicker basis. So, that we just say 30 to 45 days because we like to underpromise and overdeliver. We don't want to give you an expectation that we can't meet. Does that make sense?
Yep. Tell me about the website. The website is just like set up and it's like there forever, or how does that work?
Yeah. So your website, basically you're going to upload pictures for us. This is all done in your onboarding call. You're going to let us know what colors you want it to look like, also your logo. If you decide to pause your service with us, for example, you don't want any type of publicity going on, what happens with that website, you have 2 options. You can choose to pause your service but still keep your website up, and you have to pay us a hosting fee that's of like, I think it's like $39.99 a month. But if you want to keep the domain, just the domain outright, so you can have that for yourself, you can also do that. It's a one-time cost of $99. But, I mean, you're going to be getting work from us, so you're going to be good on that end. We take care of the website. We maintain it. We even do a little bit of SEO on it as well. Anything that needs to be done, you can call us. Or if you need to upload pictures, you can put them in your dashboard and then we can put them on there for you.
Okay. It would be nice to have a website, like, all the time. Like, what you, like, domain, you said domain or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I don't know.
So the domain, so there's a couple different things you can do on that end. And this is what I recommend to my clients that are in somewhat of the similar circumstances as you. So there is websites out there where you can make free websites for yourself. It's not going to be as nice as what we will provide you, but you can still have that. So you can get away from having to pay that monthly to keep the website, and then you just put the website that you have. We would update it on your Google Business Profile because that's still going to be yours. The Google Business Profile is still going to be up. So even if you decide you don't want to be with us anymore or whatever the case is, all that belongs to you. We're not going to take that away. But the website part, we would just update the website you want to put, and you could still be promoted. When you want to start again, you can still keep the one you have, or you can add the one we had, and it's all good. Those are the different options, so you don't have to pay anything else.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to pay for a website, but if I can still have that, like, free setup one for the $249, that would be cool.
And let me ask you another question as well. Have you by any chance, I do see on your Yelp, have you made a logo for the business?
No. I mean, I got like a free one off a website.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll put it down on the notes. We can we can just do something simple for you, and if you like it, you can keep it, and if not, you know, you can just stay with the one that you have. I'll put that on there as well.
Sure.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
So let me make sure I have your information correct. Levi, it's spelled just like your business, L-E-V-I, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. And then what is your last name?
C-A-S-E.
C-A-S-E?
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. And what is your email address?
LeviCase01@gmail.com.
Okay. And then the phone number that I have, the one that ends in 9470, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And then company name, I have it as Levi's Lawn Care and Landscaping. Is that accurate?
Yep.
And then just to verify, between lawn care and landscaping, is it the and, is it spelled out, or is it the symbol?
Good question. I don't know. I think it's spelled out.
I have it spelled out on your Yelp account, but I know some people prefer the symbol, so that's why I always like to ask.
Yeah, I think it's spelled out.
Okay. Okay. And then what is your address?
It's 19585 115th Avenue North, Rogers, Minnesota, 55311.
Okay, I found it. Now,
I don't want, like, the...
I was...
Like,
go ahead.
It.
I was going to ask that. I'm one step ahead of you. It's your home address, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, we can hide that. That's fine. I'll put it down on the notes as well. So,
cool.
And anyways, Google kind of, they prefer you to hide it anyways if it's your home address.
Yeah.
So. Okay, perfect. Now, do you want to add anybody else authorized on the account other than yourself?
Oh, no, probably fine. Just me.
Okay, that's fine. We can do that. And let me see. So my onboarding team, they do research in your area. They find out what keywords are searched the most based off of the jobs you want to be found for. So what services do you want to be found for, or which ones do you offer?
Yeah, lawn mowing, I guess
mulching, landscaping, maybe fertilizing. Yeah.
Okay. Do you do, like any type of like irrigation or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So I have, you know, mowing the lawn, I have mulching, landscaping, fertilizing. Would you like me to add anything else?
No, I think that's probably it.
Okay. And on your onboarding call, they'll go over what's searched the most so you can decide what keywords you want to pick from there. Your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. That's based off of how many questions that you have. And they do call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like? I think I might have something today. I have some availability today, but we have tomorrow and Friday as well. What works best?
Today works.
Okay. Let me see the timings that I have. Okay. So it's one, two, so we can do between 5 and 6 your time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll email you when we get off the phone as well, a Google invite. Let me send you over a text message as well. It's going to have my office line. It also has my direct extension. I'll still be point of contact on your account. So if you have any issues, you can reach out to me directly. Perfect.
Okay.
Sent that out to you. And then I know when it comes to your business, you don't need like license or any of that stuff, but I still ask to fill it down. Do you have a license and insurance with the business?
I'm insured based off my, I think it's just my personal insurance. And then,
okay.
License, I mean, I have the LLC.
Oh, then yeah, you're.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
I think I. Lawn mowing license, but I don't know.
I don't think that's needed though. Typically this question is more for like HVAC, electricians, general contractors, sometimes plumbers, depending on the thing, but it's in what I fill out. So I still always ask just in case, but you have your LLC. So I put down a license on that one because it's the LLC. So that's fine. Got that down. Now, you did mention you have a Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, your website, it's going to be secure. So that means that if you want your clients to pay for your services on your website, you can do that. It's at no extra cost. Would you like me to add that feature or would you like to find out more about it on your onboarding call?
Yeah, I'd like to find out more about that.
Okay. All right. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes. I have, and let me know if there's anything else right now in the notes. From James, I put down Osea area, Roger, Maple Grove, St. Michael, Dayton.
Hold on. Yeah, let me do zip codes.
Okay, that
I'll
works.
I'll tell you which one. So 55311. Sorry.
You're okay. Take your time. I know it's, it could be a little challenging.
Yeah, it's like just weird.
I had another client who they service, I think they were in Massachusetts. They service almost all of Massachusetts and we were getting all of the counties down for a while.
Yeah. Okay. And let's do 55369.
Okay.
55374.
Okay.
55376.
Okay.
55327.
Okay.
That's probably good.
I'm gonna repeat them. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, repeat them. I might add one more.
I have 55311, 55369, 55374, 55376, and 55327.
Yeah. I mean, would adding more, like, get me more people, or?
You're going to get contacted from those areas because we're going to advertise in those areas. So if they're too far, and it's not something that you would be willing to do, I would recommend no. But if you charge them, for example, like a service fee because you have to drive further, and if you're open to that, then you can add more zip codes. It's really up to you and your area.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would go farther if it was, like, a big job. So, like, but I kind of want to focus on mowing the littler jobs where I, like,
okay,
close. So maybe should I just keep it? I think that's probably good. Then.
Let's leave, and just so you know, you can always change this. So you're not stuck also your keywords, you can always change them. So you're not stuck with it. You can call us, we can do it, or you can do it on your app, your dashboard. So that's not a problem.
Okay. Yeah.
And then for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Yeah, I mean, I'm all, like, it's just me, so I don't really.
Think about it like this. When someone's looking for a company, for a landscaping company, they're going to look them up and they're going to see a list. And if they see that your business is closed, they are most likely not going to call you. So you want to show you are in control of your schedule, but when are you open to take calls?
All the time.
I can put 24/7. That's up to you.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, I have like classes, so like from 2:50 to 3:40, like I'm not, you know.
But you can also You can on your voicemail, you can just tell them, like, please leave me a voicemail or blah, 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 and I'll call you right back type of deal. I mean, it's up to you. I can put it around your schedule, but I'm just making suggestions of what it would, you know, how you could take advantage of the most jobs that you can get.
Let's do 24/7, and I'll
okay.
make my voicemail something like, hey, if I didn't answer, text me or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that would be a good one, too. They can send you over a text, so that would work. Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Is there a middle initial?
H.
Perfect. And then the billing on the card, is it the 19585?
Yeah. Am I paying now? I don't. Or can I look over, like, what is included first and what you sent me?
Yeah, so the payments included, well, the payment starts the whole process. It reserves your spot. It also puts you down to have your onboarding call. But I can go over everything that's included for you right now. Before we get off the phone, though, when we process your card, I do want you to know you're going to get all of this in writing. And I do go over with it, go over it with you as well. So that's okay. The terms and everything. So I, you know, you're going to get it in writing. don't worry. Is that we're going to go over it. So we're almost done as well. But basically what it's going to include is going to be your first page placement on Google, on Bing. We run Facebook ads for your business. You're going to get a dashboard, which tracks everything. I also included in there the website at no extra cost, and also us setting you up a logo. And then you can decide if you like the logo or not and keep it. It's going to be up to you. But that's pretty much in a nutshell what's going to be included.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Now, the type of card that you're going to use, is it Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready whenever you are.
All right. 4739.
Mm-hmm. 3200, 2741, 1026. Okay. And when does it expire?
1024.
And the security code?
552.
Perfect. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. The security question is for your safety and ours as well, of course. It's so you know it's us calling you, not a random company trying to call you, trying to scam you, trying to tell you you need to buy this, you need to buy that. This is very important. We have the security question. You can answer it the way, whatever way you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer to it. And again, it's more for your security. So you can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what should I put?
Fridley, Minnesota.
How do you spell that? I just, Fridby.
Yeah.
Is it F-R-D?
F-R-I-D-O-E-Y.
O-E-Y. Okay, let me put that in. Perfect. Okay, got that down. Now, I'm going to go over the service agreement. It's going to be on the recorded line. It outlines the service agreement. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to stop me. I can answer them for you. And as I did mention as well, you're going to get this all before we get off the phone as well, and I'll go over it with you as well. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Levi's Lawn Care and Landscaping.
Perfect. Can you please state your name and title within the business?
Levi Case and... I guess, owner.
President. The one who handles everything. Okay,
I don't want
cool.
to say president or CEO.
I get what you're saying. We're all good. Now, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number. It's a text message that I sent you over. That's our office line. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah, sure.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. It's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will renew automatically. It's going to be on the 10th of every month and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is if you please contact us 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. Am I being charged, like, now, or?
Yes. So you will be charged today to process everything, and then you will not be charged again until the 10th of May. Does that make sense?
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
So let me make sure you get everything as well through text and through email so we can go over those terms. I'm also going to send you over a YouTube video. So the YouTube video is going to show you how to use your dashboard, your login credentials, which will be your username and password. That's going to be sent out to you through text. And the YouTube video shows you how to use all that. You're not going to have anything on there yet since we're barely building everything, but you can start adding pictures to the work that you have done or for the work that you have done. So we can start getting that process for you. Now, let me make sure, let me send that to you. Okay, just sent that out. Now, I'm going to text you over a link, and that'll be the last thing we'll do. Okay, I just sent you over a link. It says mylocalsplash.com/terms/.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So this is everything we're going to do for you. So we're going to do that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it for you as well. We're also going to do directory submissions if you need any. I know you're already on Yelp. Those are things that are going to be taken care of on your onboarding call. That all that stuff is included as well. Your website, all that stuff is there. The Facebook ads, what we're going to charge you, which is just that $249, what will be charged that $249 as well. Now, it also goes over that seasonal hold, that you can put your account on seasonal hold. This is going to be for when you're not working or taking on work. We don't charge you. Call us 3 days before the billing. You can cancel at any time. The only thing I need you to do is if you can please click on those two boxes that you are authorized and you are okay getting text messages from us, then just type in the way that your name looks and click confirm. It'll take you into your dashboard.
Okay.
Make sure it went through on my end. I was just putting the notes for your logo as well. That's perfect. Okay, everything is set. I have you down for your call today between 5 to 6. If you need to reschedule, you can email me, text me, call me, whichever. As long as I'm available, I'm the one who's going to call you and introduce you to your onboarding team. If I'm not available, they're still going to call you regardless. Okay?
Cool.
Any questions for me, Levi, before we get off the phone?
No, I'll start thinking of questions, though, for 5.
Yes, that's perfect. They're going to answer everything, and they are very thorough with what they do.
Cool.
Perfect. All right, we'll talk to you shortly. You have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right, thanks. Bye. Bye.